Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is I've got some new serious information about the internal revolution and also food shortage. And especially the food shortage says it may be upon us. Evil people in high places are trying to bring this trouble to us. So we are offering Watch Prophecy Club a super deal right now. Get over 264 titles, 2.5 hours each, made over 25 years. New titles added weekly this summer, still relevant today. Many categories to choose from. If you use the promo code TPC2024, first month is free. Use TPC2024Y, get a 10% off of the yearly subscription. It's normally $20 a month at $200 a year to watch 264 2.5 hour DVDs. What a deal. Also, want to remind you, we have some active prophecies. 34 prophecies say suitcase nukes are going to hit us. And for that, I'll send you to empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Also, 17 say that a meteor, which will cause a tsunami, which will cause an earthquake, will hit us. And for that, I'll send you to josephkitchen.com, promo code prophecy. And right now, you can buy one, get one red wheat pale free. So right now they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat. So they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen-packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com, get it while they're doing a summer blowout. 14 say a food shortage is coming, likewise josephskitchen.com. 11 say the dollar is going to fall, and for that I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. 800-200-GOLD or Prophecy Club Bar, as in B-A-R, bar.com to get the new Prepper Bar. Awesome.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market, divisible into 3 different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into 3 sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.
7 say Russia is going to attack us with a surprise nuclear attack. And for that, I'll send you to God's Warnings or prophecyclub.com. Okay, here's the shocking information on food shortage. So I got this email from this lady, and I've known her for a long time, good friend. She says, I'm very concerned. For several months last, by the way, thank you so much for sending your emails. Your emails are some of the best information I get. Many of the programs are made from your emails, so thank you. Hi, Stan, I'm very concerned. For several months last year and since April of this year, I've been doing research in grocery stores for an international company. She works for international companies doing training for them, okay? It is to ultimately write and train on limiting damaging packaging for retailers. What will interest you? I've noticed a huge difference in the products on the shelves this year versus last year. So I'm traveling in every major city across America, and the shelves are half empty everywhere. In the non-refrigerated sections, it is crazy. Last year, they were stocked completely and had several people stocking every day. This year, the shelves are dismal with few products. It seems they just fill enough just to have some product on the shelves. This is especially true with major grocery retailers like Walmart, Target, Kroger, Whole Foods, etc. If someone says, my store is full, yes, the cooler sections are packed full, but the shelf-stable items, which is what we need to get in an emergency, even waters are not being stocked like they were last year. It's hard to describe. I wish you could see what I've seen. I've added a couple of pictures, which I'm about to show you, in the following emails. The second page of her email, actually a second email, she sent another one. She said, it is my job to review numbers of products. Last year, when product was towards the front, it was filled all the way to the back. This year, if the back of the shelves are empty with only products two or three items deep brought to the front, it is alarming the difference. Now, when I guess my first job was at a discount center, part of what I had to do was the face up and open the boxes, put the things on the shelf, stocking. I mean, I think I was 17 years old, stocking. And I remember the boss come along and he would say, we want it all full looking. We want it all looking like a wall. In other words, any of the items that are at the back, you want to pull them up, and they call it face up, okay? Face up the whole aisle. We want it to look like a wall. We don't want to have people have to look back how many we have, all like a wall. Well, watch what she shows here. She sends some pictures that are just now taken. So this is the energy bar section. And as you can see, okay, in other words, in an emergency, that would be something very good for us to have, right? Okay, it doesn't have to have refrigeration. Here's the water section, and I'm going to show you another section in just a second. I probably should have put them together. But this is water section, and she says this is normally all full. This is the drink section, very empty. This is flour. Okay, that's stable food stuff. And then here's milk. You can see it's not faced up. She says, and it's like this all over. This is just before the 4th of July celebration. I think she took this like either today or yesterday. And this is supposed to, she says, normally this is full. Okay, now what's going on? This is not just one store. This is not just one company. It's under, in other words, it's almost like it's an orchestrated, planned event. Oh, surely not. Maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe they know some trouble is about to hit and they want people not to have the necessities they need for an emergency. Now, I put this page up here to remind me because I can't forget this. So it will help Prophecy Club very much if you will click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Why? Because the algorithm sends it out to more people if we get a lot of likes and a lot of subscribes, because that tells it, oh, people like this one, so I'm going to send it out to more people. So if everybody watching, if you could click like, subscribe, and click the bell, it would really help us. Okay. Now, signs of the fall of America. I know we've talked about this a lot, but I've got some new information today, specifically now about the Internal Revolution. Now, this is what we've known since August the 3rd of 1984, but I got to read this for you to tie this together with the rest of it. So, fall of America, Dimitri Dudeman was told August 3rd, 1984, The fall of America will start with an internal revolution. That's our topic. That's the new information. An internal revolution. I used to think that that was, you know, like riots in the streets and breaking windows and burning buildings. That's not it. An internal revolution, according to the dictionary, is when the people of that nation pick up arms and shed blood and take over their nation. I mean, really? Yeah, it's really coming, and this new information says it may be very close. We'll start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. That's important to remember, too, by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. I think that's the dissenters in America now, and also the 6 million illegal immigrants that they brought across the border. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack. The Russians bombard America. America will burn. That's 1984. Then Terry Bennett come along, and he was shown that the military will step in, seize control of the federal government, and Chris Reed and all stuff, but I'm not going to cover that. Let me get to the new stuff. So this is a picture of Jack and his wife, Donna Rigney. Jack has gone to be with the Lord now. Now, he's the guy that said this. We've read this a lot of times. I saw an armored battalion of tanks, Humvees with roof-mounted machine guns and armored personnel carriers with cannons go to the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the White House. Army personnel disarmed all Secret Servicemen, guards, police, guarding all those three buildings. Then the Army personnel went back in all three different buildings and took whatever they wanted. He saw that the military will take temporary control. That's the same thing that Terry Bennett said here. Temporary control of the nation to arrest the evildoers and the evildoers, and that's the way the Constitution would have it done. Under certain circumstances, the military can step in and take temporary control of the nation to put things back in order, and that's what I saw. Now, here's the new information, okay? So, part of this is the same, part of it is not. It's updated. So, this comes apparently directly from his wife. Again, the same date, April 2. Jack dreams infrequently, his wife said, but when he does, they come true. He said, I dreamed an armored group made of three units, tanks, rocket launchers, Humvees with roof-mounted weapons, was going down Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. When it was near the White House, two groups broke off. One continued to the Supreme Court, one to the Capitol, one to the White House. When the groups arrived at their assigned designations, officers went into each building, and after a while, Capitol Police, or Secret Service officers, came out and put down the weapons. When this happened, a group of troops went into each building and brought out the people they were after. Jack's interpretation of this was, I felt the military was coming in, here's the important part, okay? To remove the present administration. Now look at the date. Okay, so this is 2021. This is after the 2020 election. So what he's saying is that apparently this internal revolution is a whole lot closer to what we want to think. I mean, I was hoping that this was, I mean, if it's good, I want it for our nation. If it's not good for our nation, then of course I don't want it. Let me read that again. I felt the military was coming to remove the present administration, arresting those who had been abusing their authority and trying to convert the nation to communism. Notice the word communism. That fits with what Dmitry was told, okay? Americans were taking over and getting control of the nation, taking it back from the hands of those destroying it. Now, more new information. I didn't know about this second dream. He said, about a year ago, I dreamed that I was at Mount Rushmore. Fireworks were lighting up the sky, and I could see the trees and the woods were in the fall. Well, let me see. We just hit summer. And this will be the last fall of the present administration unless he wins again, which I'm skeptical of. I'm trying to be kind about it. Okay, I could see the trees and the woods were in the fall coloring. Now, what's that saying? I can't say it's going to happen this year, but a person could interpret it that way. A great patriotic celebration was happening. Wait a minute. Let's see. 4th of July is just around the corner, isn't it? I wonder if something's about to happen. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't want to be wrong, right? Let's go on. 3rd dream. While I was in Texas, I had a dream that woke me out of my sound sleep. This one I'd have never heard before. I dreamed I was watching an urgent message scrolling across the bottom of the TV screen announcing a nationwide lockdown mandatory to everyone starting at noon. All travel of any kind was prohibited. I jumped out of bed in a panic because all my supplies and weapons were in Florida. I was half-dressed before realizing it was just a dream. In other words, it's real. Felt real. Now, what does that mean? He gives his interpretation. Very interesting. Jack's interpretation is, I felt the rescue event was to take back our nation from the corrupt, immoral government that was about to begin. This is back in 2021, okay? The advanced warning to stay inside is to protect the American people from any harm that could befall them during the takedown and capture of all the corrupt leaders. Okay, wait a minute. A couple of hints here. Fall, communism, present administration. Stan, are you saying it's about to happen? I can't say that. I'd love to have that. I mean, Lord, please tell me if this is about to happen. I can't say it. But I can say that, okay, let me just point out a couple of things. Dmitri had the angel come to him August 3rd, 1984. But when he first came to him, healed him up. He said the angel came to his room. He'd been all beaten up out of 5 months of torture. Couldn't even get out of bed. The angel came to him at night and hollered at him and said, Dmitri, wake up, get up, run outside. He said, so without even thinking, he says, I jumped up and I ran outside. He said, and he said, all of a sudden, I wasn't hurting anymore. He went back into his room. There was the angel. He said, Dmitri, do you hurt him more? He said, Dmitri, let me say it again. He said, Dmitri, do you hurt anymore? He felt himself. He said, no. He said, can you walk? Yeah, I can walk. Because he was that beaten up, okay? Bones broken. I mean, I felt his ribs, okay? He had, feel my ribs, right? That there was bumps and there was hills like in his arms, you know, like on our arms right here. There's supposed to be a muscle. There wasn't a muscle on him. His arms were all broken up, fingers broke. When they put him in the electric chair, the next morning he woke up and all of his teeth had fallen out. He lost all of his teeth the next morning because the electricity just fried him, okay? So, I mean, he suffered greatly to get this message. So then the angel said, now get busy. You have 4 more years to carry Bibles. Why 4 more years? Is that because that he had more things God wanted him to do, or that there was a specific job in the future he was timing him for? You have 4 more years to carry Bibles. They will be ahead of you, and they will try to catch you. But I will be ahead of them, and I will blind their eyes so that they can't catch you. When they see they can't catch you, they're going to kick you out of your country. You're going to America to give them a warning from God. So that you know that I'm truly, here's the point. So that you know that I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you the year, the month, the day, and the hour you will be exiled. July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning. He said, for 4 years I carry Bibles. I pull up to the checkpoint. They're throwing the Bibles around. Dmitri, what are you doing with all these books? Where are the Bibles? We know you have Bibles. They couldn't see them. Finally, the day came. We gave all of our earthly possessions away. Packed up, sitting in the living room, waiting for them to come. The knock came on the door. Dmitri, what do you do with all these suitcases? We knew you were coming. He said, Dmitri, you have to come with us. So they took him to the airport just as the plane, now this is important, just as the plane is backing up, July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning. Why so specific? Took him about 30 days to actually get into his home and everything. Then August 3rd, 1984, in the night, the angel came to him, get beside me. He said, I don't know what it was. He said, like a big pillow on fire. He said, he took and showed me California, Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. He said, do you see what I've shown you? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. How will it burn? America is so powerful. He said the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America in one day and one hour, so great riches will come to naught. Now, that was August 3rd, 1984. Remember, it rained 40 days, 40 nights. Remember, Nineveh was told that it would be destroyed in 40 days, so 40 is the number of judgment. Well, what is August 3rd of 2024 to August 3rd of 1984? The answer is, it's 40 years later. Now, could it be, and I'm not saying it is, could it be that we are about to see the internal revolution? Could it be that something happens and all of a sudden, I mean, the rumor is, it's a rumor, okay? The rumor is that before Trump left office, he signed an Insurrection Act. I think that's the title. I mean, it's been too many years, but it was something like back in 1817 or something like that, that gave the power, moved the power from the president into the hands of the military. And the military, though they are now in charge, they still answer to the real president, Trump. And word on the street is that at any time, he can give the nod, he can give the wink, and all of a sudden the military takes over. I do think it's rather interesting that right after the January 6th thing and all of that, remember, they put up all of the fences. Anyway, the point is, so here we are coming up on July the 4th. There's rumors on the street, as there's always rumors on the street, that something big is going to happen this July the 4th. Now, do I know something big is going to happen? Believe me, I'd love to be able to tell you, God told me this and such, but he hasn't. probably because if he did tell me, I'd tell you. But here's my point. What if that internal revolution is about to start? Now, Stan, do you think it is? No, I don't, because I think we still got to see Omar Usher's in Palestinian state. We got to see too many other prophecies come to pass, I think. But I'm not in charge. I'm a watchman, so I'm trying to warn you that there's some real reasons it might be close. Okay, so let's go on. Let me make my next point here. There's second dream, third dream. Here's his interpretation for it. Okay, now back to making my point. Terry Bennett saw the same thing, military step in. Now Barry Wunsch saw the same thing. It's also rather interesting. He also was shown this in 2021. So now we have three people that were all shown this is going to happen. They were shown it in the year 2021. Now, I don't know if that has any significance for sure directly, but anyway, let's go on. So he says, I woke up at 1:30, and I saw the front cover of a newspaper, and it said, Victory. DJT sweeps the nation. It was a time for the nation to celebrate, like after a time of war, the celebration comes. I saw masses of people coming out of the streets with American flags celebrating. There was some still work to be done. There were still tensions high in the air, but I was taken to a fence line outside of the White House and saw a huge crowd gathering. The American people came out onto the streets to see what was going on. I saw people who had been conspired and injured evil surrounded inside the White House with nowhere to run, nowhere to escape. It was the end for them. I saw military troops supporting for safety enter the White House. That's what you call an internal revolution, my friends. And other buildings and escort out the evil ones like prisoners of war brought out under the front lawn of the White House, lined up row upon row in handcuffs and shackles. That's what they do when a nation is victorious over another nation. Their day was over. The crowd cheered with great outbursts as each group was brought out and put on display. Is that what Rigney saw when he saw the celebration? Does that have anything to do with July the 4th? Well, maybe not. I don't know. The crowd cheered with great outbursts as each group was brought out under the put and put on display. The people in the streets cheered as evil was being dealt with. The patriots were singing anthems and songs of victory in the streets, giving thanks unto God. All the corrupted ones were extracted and marched into the streets, surrounded by army marching them through the streets in humiliation. They were about to face the consequences of all their evil and corruption. They were brought into a portable holding area like a mobile army base for processing to face righteous judges. Now, why portable army bases? Because this is not civil justice. They're being arrested under military justice. And under military justice, there's only three judges, and they can judge like a whole couple of hundred, maybe a couple of thousand people that are all guilty of the same thing all at the same time, and they give them, boom, justice, and they can appeal, but it's pretty much a waste of time. In other words, it is fast, it's harsh, and it's justice. They were going on trial facing justice for the highest consequences, and they would get all that had coming to them for the crimes against humanity. Then I was taken to the inauguration ceremony for DJT, surrounded by military. DJT was then inaugurated as the P of the U.S. Some things I can't say. There was no showboating. It was serious business. The job was finished, and it was now time to heal and rebuild the nation. I saw the public opposed DJT instantly see the truth that they could no longer deny. One of the plans that circulating around out there is that when this happens, that they've got a video that is 8 hours long, and it's exposing all of the evil these evildoers have done, and they put it on radio, TV, internet, everything, everywhere. It's the only thing that plays all day long for 24 hours a day. It's an 8-hour loop, plays three times a day for 10 days in a row, hence 10 days of darkness. That's the rumor, so they say. Now, I don't know that. I've heard it from a lot of reliable sources, but I don't know that for sure. Maybe some of you know, maybe send me some evidence, okay? I saw the public opposed DJT instantly to see the truth that they could no longer deny. They could now see the evil that had been done by these corrupt ones, and that spirit of anarchy in them was broken. I saw big military cargo planes, open ramps, and special teams from the United States loaded pallets of legal documents, departing to other nations to go and do likewise to foreign dignitaries awaiting their arrival in other nations. Plans were strategically set in place to arrest and bring foreign corrupt leaders to justice also. The world will never be the same. I watched them deploy into nations after nations, and they rejoiced in the streets as justice was served and freedom, truth, and righteousness flowed like rivers. Those who were left standing had a great reward. It was revival time, a time to heal, so great things are coming. Now, I know that sounds like you want to jump up and down and hoot and holler. Sounds like you want to do cartwheels, but there's a problem. Here's the problem. Benjamin Fulford was told, we have been ruling this planet for thousands of years and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. So apparently what happens is just like Dimitri was told, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. So apparently this internal revolution is only a short-lived thing. I remember that Pastor Massey was shown the same thing. He was shown that there would be a short time of plenty, and then there would be a time when there's no more justice, there's no more police. If you're going to be safe, it's because you keep yourself safe. And then finally there's a time where there's a chopping machine, chopping people up, chopping heads off. And there's only about 1 out of 1,000 can survive it. So I suggest first, you ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Ask Jesus what you need to do to get prepared. Because this is not a joke. This is coming. I don't think it's going to come this year, but maybe. There are some reasons to say it is. Best thing is to be prepared for the worst. Pray for the best.